Hey there, it's Elizabeth McQueen, the host of This Song, and no, we don't have a new episode for you today, but we will have new episodes, like soon, like very soon. November 16th, to be exact. That's when the new season of This Song starts up. Right now, we here at Team This Song are busy getting season 2 ready, and we have so many great artists lined up this season. We've got Tegan and Sarah, Paul Banks and RZA. They have a project called Banks and Steals. We have Kelsey and Nick from Local Natives. We have Alex from Two Door Cinema Club. We have Andrew Bird and Andrew WK. For real. I mean, we've had so many great conversations with so many cool artists who told us about songs or musical experiences that changed their lives. And then they gave us like a glimpse into their creative process or talked in depth about like why they play music. We cannot wait for you to hear these new episodes. And okay, I know I said I didn't have a new episode for you today, but I couldn't help myself. I'm going to give you a preview of our first episode that comes out on November 16th. We're going to feature Lizzo. She is a rapper out of Minneapolis, and she has this new EP out called Coconut Oil, and we've been playing her song Good as Hell a bunch here at KUTX. Like, if you haven't heard that song, do yourself a favor and listen to it because it will make you feel good as hell. So she sat down with Jackie Fuller backstage at ACL Fest and told her about two records that she really loved. And I'm going to play you the first 4 minutes or so from that interview. I mean, they started talking about these records, but they ended up talking about so much more. But her talking about these records is really great. Okay, so here she is, Lizzo.
I do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Good as hell.
Head toss, check my nails.
There were two albums that were really crucial to my development as an artist and as a musician. One was obviously The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Just to hear how effortlessly and how so skillfully she could rap and sing.
Three weeks since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend?
And I thought, I always, that was like my goal. I was like, hashtag goals, I want to rap and sing as good as Lauryn Hill. You know, we all have mountains to climb because I'm definitely not there yet. But To Zion is one of the greatest love songs ever written. She wrote it to her unborn son,
Zion.
She like progresses into three octaves throughout the song. The first verse is very low.
Sure what the balance held. I touched my belly overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform.
And then the chorus, she takes it up.
Now the joy of my world is in Zion.
And then in the end, she hits this like whistle tone. Oh! I'm like, oh God. It's incredible how she kind of escalates her love. And, you know, I think it's really important to know that one of the greatest love songs ever written wasn't just about romantic love.
Sure.
It was about like ultimate love, which is creation from a mother to her son, which is really special. Another album, OK Computer by Radiohead.
Oh, okay.
Came to me when I needed it, in the height of my musical confusion and discombobulation. There's a song called Subterranean Homesick Alien that is literally my favorite song.
The breath of the morning, I keep forgetting the smell of the warm summer air.
It's, to this day, I played it for my friend the other night. I was like, this is my favorite song. And you will respect it. And I put it on, and there's just something about the chord progressions where Radiohead is really good at creating like this, I don't know how to describe, I'm not gonna use like nerdy musical terms. I'm gonna describe it in the way that most people like to talk about music, but it always sounds like Arabian Nights or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
y'all know that it's like a harmonic, they go to like a harmonic minor, but it's like. And it's so beautiful. First of all, musically, but then lyrically, he's talking about all of the things. I was super into space, and when I was younger, I wanted to be an astronomer, and I was like super into the stars. My first word was star, and Saturn's my favorite planet, and we were like, I was like gonna do that if it wasn't for this writing and music thing. And he talks about aliens in the song, but it's a metaphor on how humans should be perceiving humans. It's like we're so far advanced and yet we have like so far to go. It's like these people, they watch their feet for cracks in the pavement.
You watch your feet for cracks in the pavement.
It's just like, why are we walking with our heads down, you know? Thom Yorke is such a beautiful writer, such a beautiful lyricist. It's hard to understand him, but when you do understand what he's saying, it's so profound. And the lyrics in that song really spoke to me when I was younger, and it's literally my favorite song of all time.
Like I said, really great, right? Well, let me just tell you that that interview kept getting better and better. Like, Lizzo took Jackie on her musical journey from a classical flute player who could only listen to gospel music through her discovery of hip hop and then into her days as an indie rocker. And then she brought it all back to her current work. And she talks about how much Minneapolis, the city that she moved to from Houston, has had an impact on the music that she makes today, which is like really the first time an artist has talked about the impact of place on their work, which I thought was really cool. It's really worth a listen, and I hope that you will listen to the full interview on November 16th when it comes out. We're also featuring Adrian and Buck from the band Big Thief. So if you're not already a subscriber, then please go subscribe to This Song on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts so that you can be in on the fun for season 2. Right on. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon.